From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. United Nations aid trucks packed with supplies for civilians trapped in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo are still stuck at the Syrian border Friday as officials wait for confirmation that Syrian troops and rebels are committed to upholding the shaky ceasefire agreed to last week. Jans Larke is spokesman for the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office. He says 40 trucks are waiting at the border between Turkey and Syria until officials receive word that it's safe for the trucks to enter the country.
We know that there's at least 250,000 people in eastern Aleppo who are potentially all of them in need of some kind of aid. The first 40 trucks, as we heard yesterday, are loaded with food for some 80,000 people for months. And we really, really want to get it to eastern Aleppo. So as I say, it's highly frustrating. We know the world is watching.
The United Nations has described the ceasefire as a critical window of opportunity to deliver the supplies to the rebel-held eastern districts of Aleppo, but rocket fire and shelling in the area on Friday has hindered the truck's movement. The International Criminal Court has said it will start to focus on crimes linked to environmental destruction, the illegal exploitation of natural resources, and unlawful dispossession of land. The UN-backed court, which sits in The Hague, has mostly ruled on cases of genocide and war crimes since it was set up in 2002. Now, in a move widely hailed by land rights activists, the court said Thursday that environmental destruction and land grabs could lead to governments and individuals being prosecuted for crimes against humanity. This is VOA. A powerful bomb went off Friday in a crowded mosque in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 13 worshippers and wounding many more, local authorities said. The deadly attack happened in a region called Mohmand Agency, a semi-autonomous tribal district along the Afghan border, where Pakistani security forces have frequently conducted counter-terrorism operations. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. A Swedish appeals court has upheld an arrest warrant for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on rape allegations. The court decision clears the way for Assange to be questioned next month in London. He has repeatedly denied the allegations that he raped a woman in 2010 and has tried several times to have the case dismissed. Assange has been living in the Ecuadorian embassy in London after being granted political asylum there in 2012. He says he fears traveling to Sweden because he thinks the Swedish government will extradite him to the United States to possibly be tried on espionage charges for his role in releasing confidential government documents. In an exclusive interview with the daily newspaper The Australian, the departing U.S. ambassador to Australia, John Berry, said that he is worried about China's influence in Australia's domestic politics. Berry said the United States objects to Beijing's ability to advance its interests by funding Australian politicians during an election campaign, and has said Washington is surprised at the extent of involvement of the Chinese government in Australian politics. Phil Mercer reports that the United States hopes Canberra will protect Australia's core responsibilities against undue influence from foreign governments.
Peter Jennings, executive director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, says even if there's no direct evidence that Chinese funds have swayed political decisions, his concern is that Australian policy on China has been amended to suit Beijing.
I think we've seen that very recently over the South China Sea, where there was an intense campaign on the part of Beijing to try to get countries to moderate their reactions.
China is Australia's biggest trading partner, and its future prosperity depends in large part on a smooth relationship with Beijing. Australia, however, must balance its commercial ties with China with its long-standing military alliance with the United States. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Several people are missing and at least eight have been killed by Typhoon Meranti, which has lashed much of southeastern China and Taiwan. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.